Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number three on a Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you. We love you. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM, or Twitch.tv/1080 AM.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you. We love you. Let me tell you, you're wonderful. You're wonderful, all of you. I don't care what anybody else says about you.
Whoa.
It's true.
Did you just, Russ, did you pick up on that? Did I hear a little Trump cadence in you? You're wonderful. We love you. Wonderful. You're beautiful.
Many people are saying. They come up to me with tears in their eyes, and they say, thank you, Danny, for speaking the truth.
That wasn't on purpose.
That was a cadence that I've never heard you speaking before.
I mean, I was definitely going for a different cadence. That was for sure.
Wonderful. You're great.
Things that have never been seen before.
Beautiful. I was going down that path. All right, we'll put that away for later. We have a poll up at Danny and Dusty. Which team has been the most disappointed in the playoffs this season? Suns, Lakers, 76ers, Bucks, and through 350 votes, essentially, Suns are running away with us at 71.7%.
Yeah, and it's right. It is the correct answer. They were wildly disappointing. They got their butts handed to them by Ant Edwards, who...
Broom.
We had this conversation with a couple of guys a couple of weekends ago, and the question was... Ant Edwards, top five player in the NBA? And it was like, you want to go, yes, but then you're like, no.
As soon as you do the five, you go
down the list, you're like, damn, there's
Joker,
five really good
Luka,
players.
Shea, Joel, that's four already.
Yeah.
And are you saying Ant's next?
And that is very tough putt right there.
Don't think so.
But
top
he's,
10?
He's in that conversation for
you,
top 10
you
right
could
now.
Throw him in the top 10, and like when you say top 10, what you actually mean is top 17.
Yeah, it's a flexible
it's
10.
It's a flexible 10, like it's on any given day. 10. Like, because LeBron can still be there, AD can be there, Steph can be there, Dame can be there. Like, we got to that top four and we didn't say Giannis, which is
Giannis is
your number five.
Yes. Like,
so, but you still got a lot of dudes there where you go, whew, the NBA is in a really good spot right now.
It is in a great spot.
It really is.
Young, old, in between. And like, look, make no mistake about what we're seeing right now. Like, it gets overused all the time. Changing of the guard. It's actually happening. We are seeing it right now because the old dogs, they are starting to get run out of town right now. And we see it in results in playoff games. Like LeBron has still got it.
Yeah.
He has still got it. Steph has still got it. KD.
Still got it.
Still got it. But they don't have enough to drag a team like they have before through the first round of the playoffs, because these young teams have young stars that are able to do it, like those guys once did, but they also have more complete teams around them, too.
See, some of these old dogs in these playoffs, they got taken out back and got old yellered.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
Metaphorically shot in the head.
What? Yeah, it was implied with the old yeller, yeah. Danny.
I think that was pretty clear.
I was explaining it. Not everyone understands the reference.
He's like, let me explain what happened.
I feel like old yeller is a pretty universal storyline there.
I bet you if I went in a locker room full of 24-year-olds, they'd be like, old yeller? Yeah, no, Yellow Wolf? Yeah, I know who that is.
Yellow Wolf?
Yeah, well, see, that's where you lose me. Yeah, see, I guarantee you more people know old yeller than Yellow Wolf.
Sure, certainly. Yeah. But on that that same wavelength,
let me see this.
I bet you they don't know who old yeller is.
No. No.
Among the kids?
Yellow Wolf.
Yeah.
It's not even yellow. No. It's Yellow Wolf.
Of course.
All right.
Come on now.
Well, I don't know.
But the surprising one on here is that the Bucks are coming in number two. I thought either the Lakers or 76ers would be the ones that would show up here.
Yeah, I thought 76ers would be, just because Embiid got back and how good they were making that push.
And they're stumbled. And we keep talking about how close the Lakers and Nuggets series has been, but it wasn't that close. The 76ers have been in every game.
And I think
you could argue that they should have won two games.
Oh.
This should be 3-1 the other way right now.
I still can't get over game
one. That inbound collapse?
Well, in game one, when Nick Nurse is not fouling.
Yeah.
Like, it's a two-possession game, and you're like, let's see if we can play this out. It's like, what makes you think that against the New York Knicks, you are going to get like an 8-second backcourt violation?
And then you can easily say that they were robbed in game two.
Yes.
But don't put yourself in that situation.
Have better execution. But then those are crippling in a series, like those momentum killers right there. And Joel Embiid gave you his best shot in those early games. And now you're seeing him wear down in the playoffs again. And look, he's playing and he's battling through the playoffs.
He's playing on one leg.
But it is also that Zion-esque, like, dude.
You're just waiting for it to
go. You've got to be healthy.
Yeah.
For us to trust you or your team.
And as it pertains to teams, Nick Engstad, who covers the Mavs, tweeted this out earlier today. Teams that have made 14 or more threes are undefeated in the playoffs so far. 16-0.
Whoa. That's a good stat.
15 appears to be the cutoff of, like, if you hit 15 threes, book it.
Boom.
Which is how the Heat have stolen a game and how the Bucks stole their game without
the
game.
23
franchise record. Yeah.
Yeah, Dame stole a game in the first half, just going
absolutely nuclear. So the 3-point shot is still a great equalizer, but I'm surprised the Lakers and 76ers didn't end up with more of the vote. But yeah, it's essentially 72% Suns, 21% Bucks, with a little smattering, a little under 7% combined for Lakers and 76ers.
I think the Bucks get that push because we're in Portland and Damian Lillard, obviously.
In the anticipation or hope.
If Damian Lillard could drag the Portland Trailblazers past the first round, you're sitting there like, come on, bud. But he's hurt.
If he was healthy, they'd have a chance. But he came into the series. Yeah, yeah.
That's who? Guy, exactly. That's a tough road to hoe when you got your two big stars.
I'm more of a Theonis fan myself.
Thanasis?
Yep.
That one.
That
mixture of words.
I like Thanos.
Yeah. Thanos.
And he just takes out half of
them. Thanos Antetokounmpo?
Takes out half of them immediately.
Ooh, I like that.
And just boom.
Thanos colorway coming to the freak shoe line. A little Infinity Stone action. I'm sure Marvel would love the crossover. But that's your most disappointing in the playoffs this season. I threw this out there earlier, and it irked some people on the text line.
Yeah,
Kobe Bryant, not top 10 all time. I wrote down my list. We'll get to the...
Oh, you have your top 10?
I have my top 10. We'll get to that here coming up next on Danny and Dustin.
Don't be wrong. Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti.
Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
All right, let's all argue. That's what this segment is. Let's argue. I said earlier, I don't have Kobe in my top 10. And that's not like some like, oh, I don't have Kobe in my top 10. I just haven't ever had Kobe in my top 10. I think he's a tremendous player. I don't think he's a top 3 Laker of all time.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. Lakers have had a lot of really good players. Yeah. And I think that I hate the Lakers, but that goes to how good that franchise has been. I mean, when you think of how many truly transcendent talents have played for the Lakers, it's staggering. And Kobe, that's the thing about Kobe is I can sit there and I go, yeah, he's not a top three Laker because you have Kareem, Shaq, and Magic. I mean, but Kobe Bryant is still like
really good.
In my opinion, one of the top 10 players in the NBA's history.
Do we throw Wilt in there too in terms of Lakers?
I always think of Wilt as a warrior.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll always go as a warrior. You know, I'm not going to put, you know, I don't know.
Lou Alcindor is a buck.
That's more, or, you know, Walton as a Celtic.
Clipper.
He won a title with the Celtics, yeah. But it's like, I'm not considering
him. He's a Blazer.
He's a Blazer. Yeah. Where his best years were. I'll go where your best years were.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I went with this.
Patrick Ewing, one of the greatest Raptors of all time.
There you go.
Magic. Yeah.
Keem Olajuwon was Raptor.
Sonics.
Raptor. Yeah. Sean Kemp, great Blazer.
Magic.
Shout out, getting that contract to him. Truly incredible stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Truly.
Playoff team.
My top 10, just I literally wrote it down. I was like, okay, let me go through this real quick. I went Braun MJ with the slash. I don't care which one you put first. I'll put Braun first. Dun, 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 dun.
You animal. I don't even know you anymore.
Then Kareem. Then Duncan. Magic.
Kiss my ass.
Wilt. Shaq. Bird, Steph, Hakeem.
Steph.
Indeed.
Changing the game.
And that's the thing. It's every one of these guys, in one sense or another, changed the game.
Yeah.
Kareem is most dynamic player we'd ever seen at that point in time. Magic Johnson changed the way that you play basketball.
Point center.
Bird and him saved basketball. Bird also did a lot for the white folks.
Well, Larry Bird, he gets lost in the sauce on how just great he was, because he was both ends of the floor. Yeah. Incredible.
Also, and I think that he is underrated for his athleticism too.
Because of
his later injuries.
Well, not only that, but his complexion.
Yes.
You mean like, Indiana State's all-time batting average leader?
Yes.
Yes.
Larry indeed. Bird. One game.
Yeah, was he the first Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I mean, you're not wrong.
So that's your top 10. Where do you have Kobe at?
Kobe's probably 11.
Probably
it's
11.
It's 11 or 12. Yeah. You want to split hairs. Because I don't have Russell in here. I don't have Russell. So that's my...
No Bill Russell.
That's my 11-12 is Kobe Russell.
Okay.
Because I don't look at this as like the rings argument.
No.
I think of it as who's the best player played.
And I think Bill Russell, I have a lot of love for Bill Russell because of the fact that his basketball IQ was through the roof. Yeah.
And the stuff that he had to go
he was
with.
Just dominant.
Yeah. He was dominant.
And playing too. In a time period where, you know, being black was not something that was okay in Boston.
And he was physically a dominant player, mm-hmm. but between the ears, kind of, that's where he even separated himself even more as a player.
So much so he became
I love
a coach.
Bill Russell. Coach player. Yeah. Coach/player. He lived the LeBron dream.
Huh.
Where LeBron wants to be the coach.
LeBron said, look, he did
Dude,
it.
That is what Genie Bus is going to do.
Player coach him. Save some money.
They're going to draft.
We just don't have the money.
Bronny, and they're going to make LeBron coach player.
I can see it. But yeah, my list is based on like defining positional greatness. And Bron, Jordan, Kareem. Duncan's the best power forward to ever play the game.
Yep.
Magic reinvented the game. Wilt's the most dominant player in his era. There's two players that dominated their eras in a way that nobody else could. That's Wilt and it's Shaq.
Yeah.
There was nothing you could do about it. They were inevitable.
Defend them.
There's people like, well, Shaq couldn't hang in today. Shaq would be 30-15 in today.
And Shaq's body would look a lot different today.
I still think he wouldn't be the 400. Again, for those that don't know, Shaq finally went public with it. He got up to 430 pounds. He was playing at 415 to 420 in L.A.
Yeah.
400 pounds.
That's
7'1".
He's a big ass boy.
Okay. He is the most physically dominant player the league has ever seen. Full stop. No one comes close. There is no one in the NBA right now who could guard him. Not one. We talk about, no. Well, you can't guard Jokic. Jokic would be an afterthought to that man in the paint.
Jokic was really bad defensively in that Lakers series.
Yeah,
can we agree
he was, yes,
with
he was
that?
Dogging it. Yeah, he was.
Like, Jokic, it was like, what is he doing at times?
I think
his drop coverage on pick and rolls was like, I'm just going to go to the circle.
They just went to the nail and called it good. Yeah.
Just be like, I'm here.
Yeah. I think they were genuinely trying to save it. Just like get to the next round. Just move on.
I loved that.
But Steph redefined basketball.
Yeah, he did. Hakeem pushed everything back.
Hakeem, the second he got a running mate. Oh, weird. NBA title, huh? No way. Shocking.
Yeah.
It's like, so yeah, and this isn't a slight to Kobe. I don't see him as that guy.
I do. I got him in my top 10.
Where do you have it at?
I have a 9.
So just squeaking in.
Just squeaking in. And I got Jordan, Bron, Kareem, Wilt, Shaq, Magic, Bird, Russell, Kobe, Hakeem Olajuwon.
If you have Kobe in your top 5, you're a Laker fan.
Yeah,
that's
you
like,
are.
There's not. There's not an argument. And he's not top 3. Everybody's like, oh, you know, LeBron, Michael, Kobe. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No. Great shoes, great basketball player.
Rest in peace. Dead.
Yeah.
But does not make him top 5.
Is
he top 5 dead players in NBA history?
Yes.
Yeah, you looked at your list.
Who's dead? Yes.
Top 5 dead players in NBA history.
Top 2 dead players.
Wilt.
Kobe.
Russell?
Oh, sorry, he just died. Top three. Top three.
Yeah. Remember when the whole league retired his number?
I forgot number six, yeah, Patch.
Yeah.
I still have him flipping the bird to the camera. That was still great. Was it Barkley he was flipping off? I think it was Barkley he was flipping off on stage. But, yeah, top three dead player.
All right.
I heard a theory about Kobe and where his standing is. It's kind of gross, but is he looked at more favorably because he died early?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, because a lot of people still have, like, all of those Laker fans were always trying to push that narrative far before he even died. But I think that what you're going to have is his long, like, as more players come along, he will stay higher in that hierarchy because of his passing and how big it was for, you know, if you think about, like, kids right now, they're remembering the day that Kobe died.
Yeah.
Right. And that sticks with you. And you, because of all of the, everything that we heard in the wake of his death was all about his greatness on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. Right. And we were flooded with all those things that, like The Last Dance did it for Jordan, which brought up like all the young Sparkies during COVID were like, damn, he was better than Bron is. You know, like, okay, we're going to have, because that conversation, like, you have people that are like more willing to see, no, Jordan over LeBron, because it was front and center and we all saw it, right?
Also directed or produced by Michael Jordan, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Made him look a lot better.
Pretty generous retelling, so much so that his former teammates are doing their own version.
But if you, it did help. It helped Jordan in that conversation.
Great, great imagery app.
Tremendously.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing that kind of hurts Bird, is that Bird is always, Larry Bird was around the game and still is around the game right now.
He sits in the background. He does not want to be seen.
Exactly. But he coached. He's been a front office guy. Like,
he's been successful at every level.
And I think it really hurts Hakeem Olajuwon, too. Like, Hakeem Olajuwon isn't like a guy sitting there pounding his greatness.
No. You know how
but
you get to
we
Hakeem?
Forget how great he was.
You know how you get to him? With $250,000. That's how much it costs to go get lessons from Hakeem.
That's a pretty good deal to learn the dream shake from the dream.
Quarter milli, you'll get Hakeem come out. For the summer.
How many guys are doing that? For the whole summer?
Yeah.
You get $250,000 for the whole summer?
Yeah, Joel did.
I think that's a sound investment. Much.
Have you seen Joel's footwork?
It's a lot better.
It's some of the best in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's some of the best ever for a guy that big.
Dang.
So
here's a text on Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326. Where's AI then? Allen Iverson. He changed the game and how players can act, started the player empowerment movement.
That's not basketball.
Yeah, but a small guy that was able to score the way he did, not from the perimeter, too.
But also, much like Kobe, not efficiently at all.
Not efficiently at all. But good defender, too.
Got a lot of steals. And that's the thing is, there's been a lot of discussion about retroactively with Kobe's defense. It was okay. Defense was okay.
Kobe's the only player to record 600 points, 100 rebounds, 100 assists, 3 consecutive playoff seasons. How did that change the game? That from B-Rod.
Look, I'm not saying...
Noted Laker fan, B-Rod.
Again, not saying that Kobe's not a great player. Yeah. He's just not a top three Laker.
Where does Tim Duncan fall in all this, too?
Like I said, I have him fourth.
Yeah.
All time.
I love Duncan.
I missed that.
No. I've got Duncan
love
fourth.
Tim Duncan.
I think Duncan's the most underrated player in the history of the game.
Yes. Yes.
Dominant on both sides of the ball. One of the highest IQs we've ever seen play the game.
Yeah.
Did the most while doing the least. He was Jokic before Jokic as far as, like, just dissecting teams. Not necessarily as a playmaker, but as a decision maker.
And I could see Jokic going post-career very similar to Tim Duncan, just like pothead. Like, Tim Duncan, when they did a close-up of him, like on sideline, he was at one of the games over
the
weekend, right?
For the Spurs, so.
But he was at a game where they like did like a close-up. I was like, but oh, that's not Tim Duncan that I remember watching.
Oh, those that hair.
The hair.
Super long, super thick.
Yeah, and he's got like a, I don't know if he's got the twisties going.
He's at the red locks in, yeah.
That man looks like he's living his best Marley
when
life.
When he's not coaching, he's back in the Virgin Islands, man. Like, he's...
Good for him.
He's chilling.
But couldn't you see Jokic going that route? Maybe not with the hair, but...
No, because he'll never be around the NBA. He will go back to Serbia and be with his horses, and we will never hear from him again.
I know, but I'm just saying, you see him, you're like, that's a different person than the guy that played in the NBA.
No.
Like, that guy
I think he's, the only thing that changes is maybe the hair grows.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's the exact same person.
And I think we sit there and we look at him, we're like, that dude has got some vices.
I look at him now and see that. Have you seen his brothers?
Yeah, I know. But he keeps it in check. He just dresses like Gru from whatever, Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like Michael Jordan. When you're going to be great, you'll keep your you keep your vices in check. like any grown adult. So, there you go. There's my top 10. Argue with it all you want. I don't care.
You moron.
There you go. All right, coming up next, two teams are fighting for their playoff lives. The Bucks and the 76ers are up against it. Which team is going to, if any, survive to fight another night? But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080. The Fan.
It's put up or shut up time for two teams in the NBA tonight as the Indiana Pacers take on the Milwaukee Bucks, up 3-1 with the opportunity to send the Bucks home.
1-2-3 Cancun!
While the New York Knicks have the opportunity to send Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia Sixers home, up 3-1 in that series.
I love what the Knicks are doing. Mm. I really think about this. How many teams have we seen in this playoffs, let alone in the NBA, can withstand having your second best player get injured, be done for the year, and mow their way through like they have in this opening round? I mean, Julius Randle, like, he's second best player. Jalen Brunson is number one. Obviously, getting OG Anunoby in that trade midseason, that was a game changer.
Having Josh Hart, getting Bojan Bogdanovic, who's now going to be out for the rest of the playoffs, unfortunately, with multiple injuries. Alec Burks is still there. Maybe you find the ghost of him, but Deuce McBride emerging this year. Like, they have more depth than anyone. And look, everybody says, oh, you got to have star power, but you have to have some depth so you can absorb. And this is the way you look at Milwaukee and you go, yeah, Middleton's hurt, Dame's hurt, Giannis is hurt. Everyone's being elevated in a position that you just, no one survives that. Like, that's just, that's the way that goes. But you can survive here because your number one in Brunson is a top 10, i.e. top 17 player in the NBA.
And he plays in these games in crunch time at the God tier. Mm-hmm. Like, he is ice water through his veins in those crunch time moments.
His first two games, he was awful.
Yeah, and they split. I mean, yeah, they split. But he, in crunch time, he shows up for you. And they got guys, like you mentioned Josh Hart, but Dante DiVincenzo, too. The role players that they just, Tibbs just squeezes the most out of him. I really like Tibbs. I think he I think it is very real and valid what he was doing in Chicago and Minnesota, just running guys into the ground. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this.
He's still doing it.
But they had so many injuries over the course of the season. It was like, this actually might help them.
Because it kept guys fresh because they didn't play. Yeah. Because
they
staggered
it all out.
Yeah. The injury staggered their time out throughout the season. But you look at, you know, last game, the starting lineup played 40 minutes.
Yep.
Like, not one or two. Like, usually your stars play like 40, 42 in the playoffs. That's normal for anybody who doesn't know that. Like, that's, you get usually get like 2 4-minute breaks. And it's the in between the first and second quarters, in between the third and fourth quarters. They try to get you like the back end on those so you can kind of close things out and get you the most rest as possible through the quarter break commercials.
Also, Isaiah Hartenstein has been incredible.
Yes. Again, and with Mitchell Robinson being banged up and Hartenstein getting 5 fouls in the fourth quarter was insane, but then it forced them to go small, and OG Anunoby came in and probably won them the game.
Yeah.
Because Embiid can't move, and he can't chase OG Anunoby around the floor.
Last game, Anunoby played 47 minutes. Josh Hart played 46 minutes.
Yeah, there it is.
Jalen Brunson played 44 minutes.
And the only reason Jalen Brunson didn't play all 48 is because going into the fourth quarter, he banged his knee in the end of the third quarter. It took him a few minutes to get out of the locker room after getting checked out, and he has a knee contusion. He's game time decision, which means he's playing.
What's up with that 1 minute that Anunoby was out? Soft or?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I think they brought Hartenstein in and in the fourth, and I think Anunoby checked out for a minute, and then he picked up his 5th foul. And then they brought Anunoby right back in after he picked up his 5th, and Anunoby ended up closing out the game. They didn't bring Hartenstein back in after that. So,
damn.
Yeah, they got OG a whole minute.
What a bum.
And they got Josh Hart too.
Just like, yeah, look, what are you doing, Josh?
Speaking of Bill Russell, if Josh Hart was 6'10", he'd be Bill Russell-esque. My God, the amount of rebounding and like center type stuff that he does.
Gritty little feller.
At 6'4", is absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, yeah. Just couldn't do it here in Portland.
No, he did rebound. No. He rebounded like an absolute animal here. It's just the problem is
I'm talking about like get him over the hump.
Oh yeah, I mean,
get him over the hump.
They needed more 6'8" guys and less 6'4" guys.
Oh no way! Yeah,
turns out
no way.
The Knicks have quite a few of those.
They guys are big dudes.
Yeah. OG's a truck. That man is huge.
If only the Blazers wagon. Like could have gotten into talks for OG and Anunoby too.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, drafted him?
If only.
If only that opportunity hadn't presented itself.
Yeah, that was
multiple
there.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
That's the thing that irritates me so much, is they had multiple opportunities to draft him. And instead, they traded it for the opportunity to draft Zach Collins. Hey! All right. More likely to this series going.
What's better, a guy who you project to be a starter and has a really high ceiling, or a backup big at Gonzaga?
You're selling it short. A combination of LaMarcus Aldridge, Rasheed Wallace, and Kevin McHale.
Yeah, who it was just like he backed up at Gonzaga, but it was there. It was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should have gone with Anunoby.
Turns out.
Well, OG is pretty good.
Turns out. Who's more likely to keep the series going? Philly or... Stealing it from Jeff Rust. Milwaukee.
Oh, Philly.
Okay.
No Dame, no Giannis.
You don't think they can steal another one from Indianapolis, even with...
Being at home, maybe.
Indiana.
Or...
Being at home.
Thank you.
Maybe you get a little...
Don't go outside on your home court.
Yeah, and maybe the Middleton Pacers Magic. Take their eye off the prize. But you're sitting there and you're looking at a 3-1 hole. Embiid looked like it was finally all catching up with him in the second half of that last game.
Got to find a way to get him some sort of rest.
And are we going to say Toby has a big game and helps carry? Is Nick going to have a big game?
It'd be a first Tobias to show up.
Right?
Here's your
That's why
76er stat. In 31 minutes off the floor in the entire series, 4 games, Joel Embiid has been off the court for 31 minutes. They are a minus 38.
Yikes.
More than a point per minute he is off the floor.
That's not good, Bob. That's not good. But I still think they are healthier than Milwaukee is right now. Milwaukee is bludgeoned by the injury bug.
Chris is hanging on by a thread. Dame's Achilles and groin and Giannis's Achilles.
spin zone here. Mm. Do you think Doc Rivers' pregame pep talk, maybe to get Milwaukee going, is, hey, guys, I've been on the other side of this, and it can be done. Like, it's a 3-1 lead.
I've seen a 3-1 lead get blown, let me tell you.
It does not mean that we are done, guys. I've seen this before. I have firsthand experience several times, actually more than anybody else in NBA history. I have been a part of 3-1 series leads evaporating and losing series like that. Guys, it can be done. We just got to make sure we're on the other side of it. Maybe that's the pep talk that the old Milwaukee Bucks and Pat Connaughton comes out and drops a 40-piece on them.
Playoff P.
Not Paul George.
No. Pat Connaughton.
It's Pat Connaughton.
NBA champion Pat Connaughton. Put some respect on his name.
Another former Blazer role player doing his damn thing in the playoffs, huh?
All right. So that's what you have to look forward to tonight.
He's so sad.
After this, we'll get you ready to hand you off to Isaac Asuk. Come up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Do you want to be rich?
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
A little bit of sports business news as we get out of here. People have been wondering about the TV deal as it pertains to the NBA. Is there going to be money? The league is going to take a hit. Oh, no. What's going to happen? The NBA is going to struggle. Right now, NBC is looking to put a $2.5 billion annual deal over the top to keep TNT out going forward. Folks, there will be money.
Well, yeah, there's going to be money because it is the third most popular sport in our country. That's it right there.
No.
I mean, I think where a lot of the money in television is the trickle down in college sports, especially because you pay your top, you have your priorities and you pay your top brands. The NBA is the second most popular sport in America as far as television viewing professionally. It goes NFL, college football, NBA. $2.5 billion, that's about right.
That's just for the NBC part of it, and that's a partial package because you're going to get an over-the-top from Amazon. When this is all said and done, this deal is not going to be that much short of the NFL's.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be shorter.
You have so much more inventory.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this is a massive, 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 massive bump. The other part of NBC.
So if you think NBA players are overpaid now,
wait till you see the guaranteed contracts coming forward. Holy crap. $100 million players coming.
Yeah.
$100 million players coming.
$100 million a year.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the first $100 million player in the
NBA? He's not in the league yet.
Wemby?
Might be
because
in the
he'll be able to get this, he'll be able to get that supermax deal
in like year 10. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you could see Wemby doing it.
It's going to be interesting to see where as it keeps inching towards that. But more importantly, about NBC getting involved, John Tesh himself has been contacted and said, if NBC and the NBA can come together on a rights agreement, all the NBA needs to do is call John Tesh and his lawyer. They will work out a deal. Round Ball Rock will be back.
Look, it can't be that expensive if DraftKings and Kevin Hart can use it in a commercial. I mean, do the right thing. Bring Round Ball Rock back. And the very first time they play it, they have to use the footage from when he was on stage describing calling his answering machine at home, which is it was so great. And how he had like a dream about how to make this work. And he left it on his own answering machine at his home.
Yeah, amazing how the betting apps in Las Vegas might not have enough money for Round Ball Rock, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the NBA can make this work.
Yeah. So, bring it back. Sean Hyken, friend of the show, said the NBA has an opportunity to do the dumbest thing possible here. And instead of getting Round Ball Rock back, they get Round Ball Rock back. But instead of having this version, they have like some crappy cover band or something else.
It'll happen.
I think he used Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons. That's what it was. Example, they have Imagine Dragons redo it. Which, look, Imagine Dragons plays to sold out shows everywhere.
Yes.
But so does Dave Matthews Band.
Well, or use the Saturday Night Live sketch version with Jason Sudeikis and Tim Anderson.
Yes.
Where they put lyrics in with it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Give me the basketball.
Sudeikis and LeBron doing Taco Bell commercials is something.
I hate it because they got the rights to Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
And this is what they came up with.
It's better than Chet and SGA singing. Give me more.
Shout out to Ian Carmel, who highlighted, you know, I don't even know what they're selling anymore. I don't either.
I have no idea.
I could not tell you. Is it cell phone?
Cell phones? Is it?
That's what I keep going back to. Like, I think it's cell phone. I haven't looked.
I think.
AT&T?
Maybe. Yeah.
But you know, I'm not linking the two directly. But if I do, if I make that link, I'm going to hate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't think of the product. All I can think about is how much I hate that spot.
Yeah, it is overplayed. It's been beat over our heads.
It's not even like Burger King where it's like catchy. It's irritating. No,
this was my whole thing is that when I brought this up during March Madness, mm-hmm. I said I'm done with this commercial because it is not catchy. It's not good.
And that's
it's
during
bad.
March Madness. And what month
it's
is it?
All bad. It's tomorrow is May 1st.
There you go.
Tomorrow is the 1st of May.
It needs to go.
Yeah, dead.
It's gonna be May.
Don't. Don't.
I'm sorry, are we not in sync here?
All right. I'm ignoring that joke. All right, up next. You got prime time. No Isaac, no Souk. I saw P. Harris rolling around the building, though. All right, we'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time next on The Fan.
Bye.
I'd rather go to San Antonio with them big old women.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.